Gagibic Taconite is proposing a $1.5 billion iron ore mine 4 miles long on the Ashland and Iron County line, but have those plans on hold until the state passes new mining legislation. This committee is expected to be called soon by Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch represents the mining area. He expects to be on the committee, which he says will have a one-vote Republican majority.
But that isn't so important, is if making sure that those of us who are appointed are willing to commit ourselves to a transparent process so that the discussion is being held in the public view, not behind closed doors.
A draft mining bill never saw the light of day last spring after a firestorm of protests that it wouldn't protect the environment.
I don't know of any legislator who wanted to be associated with the draft. It contained lots of things not to like. So therefore, I would hope that the committee would use this transparent process, public dialogue with public hearings.
Clean Water Wisconsin Program Director Amber Meyer-Smith says she's encouraged that a bipartisan committee would be formed. She's not encouraged about talk that this bill would be passed in the fall session.
Trying to get something through by the end of the fall session, it would be nearly impossible unless you're really not interested in having meaningful public input.
A representative from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which supported last spring's draft mining bill, won't comment until the committee is appointed. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.